So, good morning.
Good morning.
And just so everybody is fully informed out there, Katie is a patient of mine. And Katie, how did you hear about nutrition response testing?
On KPAM.
On KPAM.
Right. I heard you, like I told you last week, I heard you three times before I actually called.
It took three times.
It took three times.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I thought, oh, yeah, right. And then the second time I was going to call Monday morning the first thing. And I didn't. And so then the third time I heard you, I thought, okay, I am calling tomorrow morning. He is talking about everything that I feel.
And what was I talking about?
Okay, just indigestion, bloating, gas, just feeling reflex, just everything. Just everything that you're talking about today, too. That's what I was doing. That's what I was experiencing.
So many of us, really, we experience this before we actually find out, you know, what our nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing are. Of course, you didn't know what those were until I actually introduced them to you. But,
right.
But yeah. So you were experiencing all those things, and you know, so what was it about? What was it about? You know, me or the show? I'm always so curious. That kind of caught your attention. Was it just the symptoms? Talking about the symptoms, or
right? It was, because I was just thinking, yes, oh man. And then there were people that were calling in. And we're kind of saying the same thing and how their lives have changed. And I thought, doggone it, maybe mine will too. Maybe it'll feel better. I thought I was eating pretty well and doing really everything pretty well. And
yeah.
Boy, when you get off of some of the things that you suggest to take totally out of your diet.
And what happens?
You hate to. You know, it does make such a difference.
It makes a difference. So you thought, I mean, you were not, you were actually doing some things for yourself. I mean, what were all the things that you were doing?
Well, I thought I was eating very healthy, you know, and I was eating a lot of spinach, my friend's spinach, remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I was eating spinach breakfast, lunch, and dinner, practically.
Yeah.
Loved it, and I just thought I was being very, very healthy, good iron source and whatever.
Right.
And obviously, I feel so different not eating it.
And not eating spinach.
I know.
But spinach is, you know, Popeye, the whole thing, you know, it's like
spinach smoothies, even.
Yeah. So you were basically killing yourself slowly, even though the you know, spinach might necessarily not be a problem for somebody else. That's what you learned, right?
Right, exactly.
So you got your evaluation. Was the evaluation, you know, uncomfortable? Was it?
No, not at all. No, very nice. You don't like Veronica, I believe, or whoever was the
Vanessa
caller, right? Said you don't have to take your clothes off. You don't have to do blood tests. You don't have to do any of that kind of stuff. And it was very painless.
And accurate.
Very professional. Very accurate. Yeah. And
yeah.
So I think I've been doing this for what, like a month now?
A month.
Maybe. Months or 5 weeks, one or the other.
Yeah.
And I feel so different. It's amazing.
Explain it for people. I mean, first of all, you got the evaluation, then you got your individualized nutritional healing program.
Right. And my supplements. And I'm a person that has a real hard time remembering to take pills. If I have a prescription for something, I have a very, very difficult time remembering to do that.
So
I've been very diligent.
And why? So what makes this easier?
I don't know. It's just kind of a mind over matter type thing that I'm going to do this because I am feeling better and I want to continue to feel better.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
And I feel more aware. I mean, I'm just like...
Isn't that interesting?
Like, I'm like aware and stronger. It's just amazing. And I was not sleeping very well.
So symptom-wise, what were all the symptoms that you were having that you are either not having now or are having less of them?
Okay, the bloating. I mean, I would eat something, and it wouldn't even have to be that much at all, and I would just feel like I was just bloated to the gills. And that's gone, totally.
Wow.
Gone.
Wow.
And the not sleeping, I mean, I'd sleep like 3 or 4 hours a night, and I'm up to like 6 or 7. So that's a definite improvement for me.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it really is.
Because that's in so many ways the foundation.
Right, right. And much better quality sleep, I think, also. I'm not waking up. You know what I mean?
Because right.
I'd be waking up every half an hour,
right,
whatever, and then go back to sleep a little bit. And so I'm not doing that any longer. And just feeling so much better. In fact, before I would eat something, again, thinking it was very healthy, very good for me.
Like what?
What was that? What did you take me off of? Well, grains.
Some grains, yeah.
Grains, and I just thought that breads were my friend. So I would have like a sandwich or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Go to a deli and get a nice little sandwich. Or I'd go to Subway and get a sandwich or something. And I'd think, well, this is really healthy. It's got lots of veggies in it, you know, And within about an hour, my stomach would be just like turning and growling. And I was like, well, this is really weird. And again, that bloaty feeling.
Right.
So, and I don't have that.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it really is. It's just really, it's really, really, really
and so,
different.
And so when I say that you eat your way there and you can eat your way out, that makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So did you try any other types of things to address, you know, your sleep and your digestive system?
I was just kind of at wit's end trying to think, what the heck is going on here? Because I think I'm doing really everything I should with eating pretty well and that type of thing. And I don't know, I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just a little stress in my life or something that's causing
Right. There you go. Yeah. You're thinking stress is the deal.
Yeah. So, I mean, because you hear about stress. Everything causes stress.
Right.
It causes everything.
Else. Right. There you go.
In your body and all that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm a little stressed. So perhaps that's why I'm not sleeping. Perhaps that's why my tummy's kind of like feeling a little uneasy and those type of things. And it's just totally different. Amazing.
I mean, it's not that stress isn't a factor. It's just that it's not the factor.
Exactly.
It's nutrition.
It is, exactly. Totally.
So what was the most challenging part? When I did the evaluation, mm-hmm. you came back a second time for your report of findings, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so we went over what the findings were and then what the nutritional healing program was going to be.
Right.
And so what was your experience at that point? I mean, what were you sort of thinking to yourself?
Well, I'm thinking, okay, I can do this. I can give this a try. See if it's going to change. You know, because I'm thinking, if it doesn't, okay, I've, you know, had my little evaluation and whatever. But if it changes, this is going to be better. And it was just like the first week I could tell that I felt so much better.
Wow.
I really could. I was just like, wow, this is interesting. And so then I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe this is just a little by accident. And so then I've been continuing on and just every week I just feel better.
Yeah, it was by accident. You accidentally took control and then that sort of turned into, you know, some good experience.
Exactly. Yeah, it really has. It's been just really interesting. And so I'm doing it.
So what's the biggest challenge? For you, what was your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is giving up the grains, I think. And I did not think that I ate that many until I'm really, really aware of what I was eating previously and to what I'm eating now.
Isn't that true?
Right.
Awareness.
I think I came in one time and I said, okay, what the heck am I going to eat for breakfast? Because I was used to eating oatmeal and, you know, cereal and yogurt and very good things like that. And it's like, okay, now I can't have those.
And did we help you with that?
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, you said that you have soup every Friday morning for breakfast. I was like, okay, I can do that.
Now, are you off of...
And yesterday, it was pretty darn good.
Were you just temporarily off all grains right now?
I hope so.
Okay. So
I hope they can come back into my life at some point.
Well, you know, we all do. We all do. Yeah, we all do. And it's not necessarily, you know, a definite that you won't. But
right.
But let's just say worst case scenario, and you could never eat a grain in your life. Would you choose to feel the way you feel or eat the grains?
I'd choose to feel the way I feel.
There you go.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's like...
Because I just felt like I was just getting drugged down or something. It was just like, in fact, this just feels like the big weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And of course, you feel like you're more empowered?
Right, totally.
Because you can do it? You know what's going on?
Absolutely, yep.
Has anyone else noticed any changes in you in the last?
Yes, they have. My family, of course, and then some coworkers too are like, you look to be like you're a little happier and healthier and bubblier or whatever.
Uh huh.
Feeling better.
Are they a little jealous? Maybe.
Perhaps. A couple of them, I've given them your card.
Yeah. You think we can get them into to feel better
as they keep watching me, so that you know this could happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's so great. Well, I mean, is there anything else that you would add, you know, to this?
Yeah, that's one thing. Don't wait until they hear you three times before they do it. Get on that phone tomorrow morning, call Isla and make an appointment.
Call Isla. Yeah, she's waiting. And, you know, most of it, and remember we talked when I asked you to do this in the first place. And, mm-hmm. you know, for me, it's, you know, I'm going to eat. I've got a roof over my head. I've got, you know, food, shelter, and clothing, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, my reason is really to help people. I mean, do you get that feeling?
Yes.
I mean, does the staff give you that feeling?
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yes.
So, you know, that's why I really wanted you to, you know, to do this, because between you and me, we are very likely to be able to help somebody.
Right, right. I hope, because I think, I mean, it's just amazing. It's totally amazing to me.
What would you recommend to anybody out there who wanted to, you know, right now, start to take some steps to address, you know, their health concerns?
Well, I think the first thing they need to do is come over and have you do the evaluation. Find out what's going on in their lives, what they are not, what's bothering them, and you know, it's probably something that they eat, you know, frequently, and they think that it's a very good thing for them. And at this stage of their life, it may not be a very good thing for them.
Yeah, well, if they're experiencing symptoms as you were, you know that's true.
Yeah, totally. And I'm getting a little bit better with it every day. I'm getting a little more creative of you know, foods that I have that don't include grains. And I was not eating a lot of sugar anyway, so that wasn't, you know, I mean, that was one of the things.
Right. I remember you had already taken sort of a large step in that direction.
Out of my life.
Right.
But, you know, occasionally it creeps back in there, and you don't feel good when it does. And I was very aware of that before I came over. So, but, you know, it does come back in occasionally, but I don't feel well when I have it. And I know that.
It's so cool to actually be able to identify it and get the results.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you can see that. Because at the end of the day, you know, I can talk about it all I want, or anybody can talk about it all they want. But really, results is the key, right?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
And it does take some effort on your part.
It does, yeah. You have to pay attention to what you're doing. You have to think about what you're going to have. You can't just grab something to eat. Now you have to think, oh, wait a minute, I can't have that. You know, oh, my gosh. And, you know, I have to look at labels, read labels, see what's in things. You know, I remember my...
Oh, yeah, what was...
My hairspray had wheat in it. Why would they put wheat in hairspray?
Because it's cheap.
I know, I guess. It's good filler or something. I don't know, but it was a good ingredient.
So, and that's what you find, right? I mean, you've got to be a great label reader, because what you thought... I mean, all of these products that we tend to use just, you know, they're there and we don't even think about it.
Exactly.
Include what?
Include wheat and grains and all this junk.
Soy and corn.
Yes,
and
all the stuff that you can't pronounce on the label. You know,
uh-oh.
You read it and you can't pronounce it, I figure I'm putting it back on the shelf.
Well, anything else you want to add for folks?
No, I mean, I think that probably pretty much takes care of it.
That does it, Katie. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. I really do. And I know someone else is going to take action, you know, because of us. And that, you know, that's, I mean, for me, that's the whole point.
Right, right.
So
be healthy, absolutely.
Thank you so much
okay.
for calling again, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Paul.